So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
You know, nothing is more important to me than making America hot again. That's right. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I got to tell you, when my next two guests were with us in person at the Grand Hotel last year, it was still to this day considered to be the best show we've ever done. How could it not be? Paula Scanlon was on there, and then her crazy friend, not crazy in a bad way, in a good way, Raquel is there, and then she calls Raquel up, and Raquel takes over the show, starts dropping F-bombs live on the air, among other bombs, and they're both here now with me. They've become part of the team of the show, so let me welcome to the show Paula Scanlon. And do we have them? Do we have them? We got them?
I love it.
Oh, good. Hi, we had a little technical issue there. Hi, Raquel. Hi, Paula. How are you?
Hello. We love that we're the happy hour.
You are happy hour. You're the very definition of happy hour.
We embody happy hot hour, you know, all the good things.
Happy hot hour. Well, happy hot hour to both of you. And first of all, I want to ask, because Paula, it's not like I'm stalking you or anything, but, you know, we're friends and we're, you know, friends, mutual family friends and everything. And I did see on your Instagram feed, you were away on some tropical island or something. What was that all about?
I'm not going to disclose maybe exactly where I am, but
are you there right now?
I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm watching UMiami, like my cousin, at their playoff game tonight for college football, which is in Phoenix. To dock someone's location. I know some people that are there.
Well, I'm not trying to, nobody's doxing you, but when you put a picture of yourself on an island, people are going to ask naturally, where is that island? Because it looks
He's
beautiful.
On Epstein's Island.
I knew it. Yes. Thank you, Raquel.
I'm on my way to Venezuela.
Now, why don't I see them in the YouTube boxes, Justin? We didn't fix the... All right, they're much more attractive than I am. So if you got to get rid of my face and put their face in there, that would be a huge upgrade for everybody, by the way, just for the record. So what's new, ladies? How's New York treating you? You got a commie as mayor. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Paul and I have been trying on new hijabs, new mayor is in and Paula is out. So Paula is on her tropical destination, just enjoying the last little bit of freedom.
Yeah, and when I get back, we're going burger shopping together. We already have plans.
Yes.
There you are. I think you both look good in a burka. It's a good look for you.
Thank you so much. We were trying on new styles, you know, see what works with our complexion. Maybe a yellow one for my Asian friend and, you know, white one for me. It was the color of the year. The Pantone color of the year was white.
So wrong. And please do not refer to her again as your little, what did you call her last time? Spring roll or what? Wonton? What did you say?
My wonton.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't use
merch.
It's not cultural appropriation. We were having Din Tai Fung, okay?
I think it's a curse word. I think the FCC was going to come down on us for that. It sounds like what? It sounds like it should be a curse word. All right. So Mandami said the era of big government is back. He said there's no problem government can't solve at City Hall. And he also said, I ran as a Democrat socialist. I'm going to govern like a Democrat socialist. This guy's not messing around, huh?
Yeah, you know, I don't know really what he's going to do. I'm hoping that he's more incompetent at his job than whatever his policies are, but I guess only time will tell. But I will say, as we're sticking around New York, so we'll be on the ground to let you guys know what's going on and really how bad it gets. And I, You know what? He's the worst mayor so far that I've seen, and de Blasio is existed. So it's going to be an interesting time.
It's only been 8 days.
Yeah. 8 days. That's all it takes. Is that the length of their fast? I don't know.
Raquel, as the as the self-appointed Make America Hot Again czar, you do your events where you bring people together to try to, you know, unite hotness and create more hotness. How's that going? How's that whole scene?
It's good. It's good. We're doing Death of the Dating Apps on January 17th in New York City.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're hosting a funeral, but really I just wanted to have an excuse to wear a veil, and it won't be a wedding anytime soon. So. You know, a black veil covering the face, very dramatic. The death of New York City, the death of the dating apps. We're all yes. And we could try out our new hijabs, like, you know, a sheer moment, kind of a no-na at church situation, you know.
Raquel, you are Italian. That's how they do grieve. They got to wear the veil for at least 30, 40 years. So
It's very dramatic. I'm in my black turtleneck. Paul is wearing a nice navy tone. And we're ready to grieve the death of New York City. So,
I got to love this. Paul is in a hotel room at a 4-star all-inclusive resort somewhere in the Caribbean right now. She won't tell us where. We're trying to make sure. We're trying to see the sunlight.
I'm on my way to Venezuela.
When can we start going to Caracas? I can't wait. I can't wait till that's a new travel destination. Screw Aruba, you know?
I'm here right now. Maybe I'm the new replacement for the Venezuelan leadership.
Did you get a ride in with the Delta Force? Did they bring you in, the Delta Force, and then just left you there?
I don't know. Maybe that's why it's a secret. No, I'm most definitely not in Venezuela. But maybe it'll become a travel destination once they clear the country up a little bit and bring back democracy and, you know, other good American qualities.
Yeah, there you go. I like that idea. So go back to the death of the dating apps. Try saying that 5 times fast. Death of the dating apps. Why are dating apps dead? Why do you want to kill them? Why do you want to see them dead?
Well, because it's just, it's very boring, and it's the paradox of choice. That's what it is. People have too many options. And you know what? In New York City, 80% of those options, liberal. So, you know, you make the wrong jokes, you get banned off the app. So we just are going to save ourselves all the trouble and delete them right away. And we're going to leave our homes. I know that's crazy. I know that would never be allowed in 2020, but we're going to leave our homes. We're going to go outside and we're going to talk to real people in person. Crazy concept. I know.
Wow. I love it. And where do you do such things? At bars?
Yeah, usually just at a bar in New York City, wherever is most convenient for Paula and I usually.
I thought your generation has kind of sworn off alcohol now. And now that the new food pyramid guidelines are out and they kind of said yesterday, if you don't drink, you really shouldn't drink, or you really shouldn't drink that much, or whatever it is. Does your generation touch alcohol?
I feel like we do in moderation. Like, I feel like Paula and I are both not big drinkers. Paula was actually sober for a while.
I think it maybe adds to this. Is
she's not sober now, for the record, because she's at a 4-star all-inclusive resort. So she's actually been drinking Mai Tais all morning, but she has been sober.
Zero alcoholic beverages to this point so far today. Will that be changing after we end this
happy hour, Paula?
Maybe. But for now,
I love it.
Yeah, I think our generation drinks a lot less. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because hard drugs are more popular. I feel like I hear people say they're going to go do something crazy. But I feel like alcohol sales are down. And maybe we need more of that to get people, you know, more social, get people out of their homes. Not problematically so, but having one drink, I feel like that's not a bad thing, and that shouldn't be frowned upon.
Yeah,
see, I just say this stuff sober, so people just assume I'm drunk 24/7.
Well, you are an attorney, Raquel, so it does help with your approach in court, certainly. Well, it's interesting because I think your generation may have seen your parents' generation, drink too much, and maybe that could be part of it. I wonder about that, because I mean, I'm growing up, my parents weren't big drinkers, but we, like, my uncle was. So we'd go to his house, and they were always partying, and they would get loud partying, and then inevitably they're Italian, they'd start fighting and everything like this. I mean, how much of that is your generation just watching their parents just drink too much and act like idiots and being like, I don't want to look like an idiot?
You know what, Rich? We all realize that we all want to be the drunk uncle. Like, he always had the best lines. Like, unhinged is back in. It's really back in. So I'm like, everyone, get off your phone. Stop with your dry January. Leave your house. You can have one drink. Okay. One drink. It's not going to kill you.
Dry January is the dumbest thing ever. It's so stupid. I hate dry January.
If you don't want to drink, why do we have to call it something new? Like, why is there a name for everything? You know, like, just don't drink then. You don't have to put a spin on it and make it a headline. Like, my goodness.
Well, did you see Chris?
Raquel, tell Rich your concept about dry January and who needs to do it and who doesn't and why we're not doing it.
Oh, was this what I said, that it was for boring people? Or what did
you said it's only for people who have a problem.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's okay. This is actually the theory. It's only for people who have a problem. And then they repackage it as, oh, like, I'm trying out sobriety, but really they need to be sober.
It's true. It's true. And then come February, they're like, in my veins. It's been too long. I need you. It's not a good recipe.
We got to bring back this concept of moderation. In everything. And that's how I was always raised. I was always raised at the dinner table with, like, you want to try a little wine. And, like, since then, I've been drunk. No, I'm kidding. But...
Well, since you're Italian, I was the same way. When I was a kid, I was like 12. I think I had my first taste of wine. It was fine. We learned how to drink responsibly. But that's really the food pyramid that they rolled out yesterday, and what they were talking about with saying, you know, butter is good for you. Whole milk, you can drink it. Dairy, drink. But again, all these things kind of in moderation. Maybe that's the answer. And we went too far, because the upside down food pyramid was eat 6 to 12 servings of whole grains a day. And you wonder why everybody got fat, because they're eating 6 to 7.
You know who made that food pyramid? Some fatty who wanted everyone to go down with her.
It's just so wrong. It's just wrong. I was going to say Big Bread made it.
I don't know.
The Big Bread industrial complex, Raquel. Maybe it was them, you know?
The big booty bread. No.
Paula, what did you think of the president's Matt, do we still have the president doing his impression of a trans athlete?
We do still have that clip. Yeah, all right. It's cut 26.
Paula, did you get a chance to watch this yet? I know that you're, you know, deep in a secret location, so you may not have seen this. Have you had a chance to watch this?
I did see the clip, and it was exactly that is why I think Trump won, why I voted for him personally, and I think just shows how tired people are of this nonsense. I hate that it's still happening in left-leaning states, but I'm grateful that we have Trump trying to handle all of this. And yeah, the majority of people don't want men in women's sports. It's completely ridiculous, and Trump is just doing Trump. He's very entertaining. Whether you love him or hate him, he's a very entertaining person, and he continues to show us that, and I love that, and that's why I voted for him.
All right, let's see the clip, and we'll get your reaction to it, both of you. Go ahead.
And she gets up, and they put a little tiny thing like this, little thing. And my wife, by the way, my wife hates when I do this. She said, you know, she's a very classy person, right? She said, it's so unpresidential. I said, but I did become president. She hates when I dance. I said, everybody wants me to dance. Darling, it's not presidential. She actually said, could you imagine FDR dancing? She said that to me. And I said, there's a long history that perhaps she doesn't know. Because he was an elegant fellow. Even as a Democrat, right? He was the attack by Japan, you know, he was quite elegant, but he wouldn't be doing this, but nor would too many others. But she says, darling, please, the weightlifting is terrible. And I have to say this, the dancing they really like. She said, they don't like it, they're just being nice to you. I said, that's not right. The place goes crazy. They're screaming, dance, please. But the weightlifting, but no, the girl gets up. And you see, I want to be more, but I have somebody watching. I want to be more effusive. I want to really, But she gets it, and drops the thing, walks off the stage crying. Her mother's crying, her father's crying. Guy gets up. He said, have you lifted before? A little bit. And he walks up, being, he could have gone ding, 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 ding. I think it was 112 pounds, right? It's crazy.
Raquel, what'd you think of his impression? And do you like his dancing is the question I have for you.
I absolutely love his dancing. It's like the drunk uncle. Do, do, do. No. That was not Sandra's. I love the president. I'm kidding.
I always say that he actually gives white men like cover for dancing because we're all bad at it. And
Donald Trump, completely sober. Completely sober. Never had alcohol. So yeah. He's done everything he's done completely sober.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, listen, that's why Rack is right. Paula Scanlon's right. You're both right. But that's no excuse for us to be sober. I'm just saying.
You know, it's cold here right now. I'm not on an island. I need it more than Paula.
I'm not on an island. But I do think his realness and his joking around and everything like that is good. It was a good year for colleges in terms of, I mean, in the progress that was made, Paula and Raquel, in terms of battling back against the trans athletes, you guys both did a great job, Paula, particularly you with Penn. I mean, coming out and literally apologizing to you, which was freaking amazing and huge. But think of what 2025 brought us in terms of changing course on this issue. It was one of the greatest victories we've had in a very, very long time.
Definitely. And I think the biggest thing is that we're seeing Democrats come around. I feel like this is not really a controversial thing to really talk about. I had a conversation with an extremely liberal person the other day, and obviously sometimes this stuff comes up, and it was just like, yeah, you know, I think you're kind of right about that. He was 6'4" tall. It wasn't like a complete omission by any means, but we've really changed the cultural tide, not just for Republicans obviously winning on this issue, but just like people in general. No one thinks it's a good idea, and people very quickly don't even try to fight back anymore. Yes, of course, there's those radical, crazy people that you'll meet, but the majority of common sense, average people, even Democrat voters agree with us, and I think that that shows just the strength of the Trump presidency. And we've also managed to pass legislation across states. States are talking about it more and more. Governors are talking about this at the state level. So there's still a little bit of work to be done, but great wins.
Great wins, no doubt about that. But we still have to work on making America hot again, Raquel. And that is a job that never ends.
And as Paula just said, 6'4" men want to be women. So that's really the problem we have in America. I mean, there's only so many of them. So.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Well said. Well, listen, I love having you two on the show. It's always fun. It's fantastic. You guys are the best. Give me just like a quick little preview of what's going on the next couple of weeks. Like you got your we're going to destroy the dating apps event coming up. Paul, I'm seeing you on Fox News. I'm seeing you on all the networks. What's next, ladies? What do we got going on?
Well, a lot of things. I'm going to be working hard on midterms, so we'll keep working at Early Vote Action, where I was working in Jersey, RIP. We'll be picking up some new projects, announcements to come, but there are a lot of states that need our help and a lot of states that people would probably want us to come to, so we're figuring that out, but I will be working to help get good people elected, whether it be locally towards what we need in New York, because we have terrible leadership in New York, or across the country. So that's really what I'm looking forward to this year.
And also the massages and the coconut drinks, non-alcoholic, of course, and the breakfast buffet at the resort.
Maybe.
She's like, Raquel, she's like, and by local elections, I mean here in the Dominican Republic. There, I saw there's some people running, and I can't get a flight back home because of Venezuela. So, I mean, you know, working on that while I'm here.
Did you see all the people stuck in St. Bart's? And it was funny because it was the bougiest location. It's like the most elite New Year's location, and everyone's stuck and no one could leave. But most of them had private jets, so they could just leave any time. But the ones who didn't,
no, they couldn't. Private jets were, the whole airspace was closed. I know a few people that were trapped down. Our mutual friend Rich, or my family member and your friend, was one of those individuals that was, God forbid, stranded in the Caribbean for an extra day or so.
I wish I was there. That would be a great excuse to not show up at work on Monday. I mean, sorry, I'm stuck in St. Bart's. There's like a war on or something.
I know. I can't get home. I have zero sympathy for anybody. I mean, anybody who had to get stuck in the Caribbean when it was record cold here, right in New Jersey and New York. I mean, we were freezing our asses off here, and they're like, oh, I'm stuck in St. Bart's. I can't get a flight home. It's like, oh, boo friggity who. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear it. In fact, I hope Trump goes to get other dictators when I'm on vacation just so that I get stuck down there and I can't fly home. That's what I hope.
It needs to be near here, though, because if it's somewhere else, not going to happen.
Yeah. We need an event calendar of airstrikes going on in tropical destinations so we can,
Yeah, I mean, we have friends at the White House. Can't we get somebody to give us a heads up on that? Not so we can make money on Poly Market, but at least so that we can get an extended vacation with no change fees, by the way, because the airlines waive those change fees. And I, for one, hate those friggin' things. I think it's ridiculous. You buy the ticket, but it's not really your ticket, you know?
Yep. And Paula and I are like the queens of changing a flight. We never take a flight. But we actually have a way to stalk each other on this Flighty app where I see every time she lands, I see it's like tracking on a whole new level. If you guys have kids, anyone's listening, my mother loves to stalk me on this app. It's her favorite thing.
Can't figure out how the app works she would be texting me nonstop. Yeah. So don't teach her.
Yes. But it's great. 10 out of 10 parenting, I'm telling you.
Leonardo DiCaprio got stuck on an island. He missed an award ceremony. I think he had to do it via Zoom.
Was he with a 25-year-old girlfriend or a 24?
That's a great question. Well, I don't know. Why didn't he have his yacht? Mr. Environmentalist, why didn't he have his massive yacht with him? He could have just taken that to the award ceremony, right?
Yeah, he should just get on with Greta. I'm sure they could sail together.
That's the thing about Leonardo DiCaprio. I assumed he was using a hang glider to get there since he's, all about the climate change. I'm surprised that the hang glider couldn't take off. Oh, well, what a shame.
At least Greta's in his age range of people he wants to date, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, no, he does. He does like him young, right? I mean, not like Diddy young, but he likes him young. Yeah. So.
No, that's the joke about him, that he won't date girls over 25. No one who was banned from Epstein Island, but luckily Paul is there now, so.
All right, ladies, listen, you got to follow Raquel at Rack is Right. All right. And please look at her events and Make America Hot Again. And you got to go to MakeAmericaHotAgain.com. Making America Hot Again. I didn't want to put my glasses on because I didn't want to look old in front of you two.
Okay.
But making America. Wasn't available. Somebody had taken that domain. Man, yeah. Entertainment lawyer. Why are you an entertainment lawyer? Why aren't you representing me and getting me a big Fox News contract?
I know we should do that. We could. I'll joke my way into the room. I used to do NIL and negotiate some of the deals there for college athletes.
Can we chat offline, please? Can we make this happen? All right.
We can gossip about it. You could. Yeah.
All right, we'll gossip away. And Paula Scanlon, of course, follow her at Paula Y. Scanlon, somewhere from a top secret location. I actually think she's a Bond girl and she's down there to kill somebody, but that's my theory. Raquel thinks she's on Epstein Island. Someday we'll know the truth when she posted on social media.
I was too old.
You actually said it earlier, just a few minutes ago, so you know exactly where I am.
Paula didn't invite me because I'm too old to go to Epstein Island.
I did invite you. You just didn't want to come.
If I said it accidentally, it was a joke. I didn't really know where you were. So if I outed you, you should have just acknowledged it, because now people are going to go back and listen to find where you are.
I'm giving you more views. They're going to have to go back and listen. More views for you.
We're all about your best interests here.
I love it. You two are the best. Thank you, ladies. Be well.
Thank you, Rich.
Bye.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
All right, so Bob's Little Sports Shop. I was there yesterday, as you know. I was firing away, and I did a great job, if I do say so myself, at the range. And since this has kind of become ladies' hour here on the show, I want to let you know about an event that Bob's is having at Bob's Little Sports Shop for the ladies that's coming up. It's ladies only, with women-only instructors at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Before we get into that, though, I just want to tell you, I had a great day yesterday. Tried out a bunch of guns and settled on a Smith & Wesson 9mm and also a Winchester pump action 12 gauge. I'm excited about it. I really am, because I'm all about safety and security. I'm all about home defense. There are a lot of crazy people out there, so you got to make sure you protect yourself, and you should make sure that you are exercising your Second Amendment rights. I think it's incredibly important that you do. Now, ladies, March 1st, it is their women's only shoot at 1 p.m. This is a event no men are allowed. And I even asked, can I come? Because the ladies, chicks dig me. They said, nope, ladies only, women only instructors, ladies, NRA certified instructors there for you to help you every step of the way. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com, BobsLittleSportsShop.com, and register for the event, because it will sell out. Great people there. April and Wendy, there to take great care of you. And Bob's is the only range around that has women-only instructors for their women-only events, which is a great thing. So they'll help you find the perfect firearm for you, and then, of course, learn how to use it. I picked out my guns, and as soon as they get the background check back, because, you know, even though it's supposed to be instant, it takes a couple days. And I didn't lie on the form like Hunter Biden, but if I did, you know, I mean, I would go to prison, unlike Hunter Biden. That's why I didn't lie on my form. So I told the truth, but I'm sure I'll get it back any minute. I can't wait to get them and then add to my already vast array of home security. But no, I think it's important. You got to make a resolution to protect yourself. And Bob's Little Sports Shop for 60 years has been helping people just like us become safe, responsible gun owners. Teach you how to properly use it. Everything from how to properly hold the firearm, how to fire a firearm, how to clean it. Gun safety 101. It's very important. And of course, practice. Practice, 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 so you can hit that target just like I did when I shot that alien's face off yesterday at the range. So, the alien from another world. I just want to be clear on that. It was a cartoon extraterrestrial alien. I want to just be clear. I don't want to say any spreading rumors there. Or have any investigations, but it's fun. So check them out. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. Ladies only shoot coming up March 1st at 1 p.m. Sign up today. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All righty, so as we continue along the show here today, a lot more to talk about as we are just warming up here. So thanks for being with us. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on X at Rich Cioli. Venezuela. Why the U.S. wants Venezuela's oil despite pumping more crude than anyone else. This is important stuff to know. Maduro is gone, but repression in Venezuela has intensified, and we have now seized two more tankers related to Venezuela. So, let's tape. Okay, let's do that. And the other thing too is that I'm sorry, I saw Matt, but that's fine. We'll do Monday. That works great. Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you for that. That'll be excellent. Yep. So why not? Cool. So why the oil? Why the oil? But before I get into the oil, I just want to mention, you know, I talked about Jimmy Kimmel last night making that horrible joke regarding the woman who died in Minnesota. Now, I spent a lot of time on this. I think that, and I'm not going to, again, I hate repeating myself, but if you're just joining us because you just got out of work or whatever, you don't listen to law enforcement. You don't do what they're telling you to do. And whether she was trying to escape, whether she was trying to hit the officer, that officer had every reasonable belief that his life was in danger. That's the standard. And he was well within his rights to open fire on her. It's been affirmed by the Supreme Court, as I mentioned to you yesterday. It's been affirmed in numerous court precedents. It's not about Monday morning quarterback. It's about, in that moment, does the officer feel that his life is in imminent danger? And he did. He opened fire. Had she listened, had she complied, she'd be alive right now. She didn't. And that's why I always say, it's like Chris Rock said it too, how to not get your ass shot by the police. Just listen to what they tell you to do. It's not that complicated. But Jimmy Kimmel used her in his monologue, which I just think is disgraceful and pathetic. I really do. It's disgraceful and pathetic. That guy is pathetic. Jimmy Kimmel is the worst. Disgraceful, pathetic guy that he is. He's not funny. Nobody likes him. And I'm telling you right now, he's only hanging on by a thread, by a thread. But he has ruined late night comedy. I mean, he and Colbert, the two of them have ruined late night comedy. To use that young woman in a monologue just to try to make a cheap joke at Donald Trump's expense on the day she died, when people are not even, a lot of people may not have even known that like a friend of theirs was dead or a family member was dead. I mean, whether or not she was wrong or not, she's still dead. Guy has no class, no class whatsoever. He's a POS, as we would say. Conan O'Brien talked about this, and I really appreciate what he said about these comedians going after Donald Trump. He was speaking at the Oxford Union Society, and this is what he said. I've always been a big fan of Conan O'Brien. Team Coco, cut 29.
I think some comics go the route of, I'm going to just say F Trump all the time, or that's their comedy. And I think, well, now a little bit you're being co-opted because you're so angry. You've been lulled. It's like a siren leading you into the rocks. You've been lulled into just saying F Trump, F Trump, F Trump, screw this guy. You know, and I think you've now put down your best weapon, which is being funny, and you've exchanged it for anger. Mm. And that person or any person like that would say, well, things are too serious now. I don't need to be funny. And I think, well, if you're a comedian, you always need to be funny. You just have to find a way. And you just have to find a way to channel that anger into a way that is, because good art will always be a great weapon. Will always be a perfect weapon against power. But if you're just screaming and you're just angry, you've lost your best tool in the toolbox.
If you're always angry and you're just screaming, you've lost your best tool in the toolbox. That is absolutely correct. Comedy is supposed to give people relief and an off-ramp. It's not supposed to drive people crazy, but these guys have become activists. And much like how Tim Walz is trying to use this incident in Minnesota to resurrect his political career, and that's what he's doing by bringing up George Floyd today, these comedians, these late-night talk show hosts, I don't want to say comedians, but they're late-night talk show hosts, they're trying to do the exact same thing, resurrect their careers by bringing up this young woman's death. And of course, every day going after Donald Trump and going after Donald Trump nonstop, in and out every single day. So, you know, for people to be that pathetic about this, it's awful in my opinion. But let's not forget something about Tim Walz, the fraud that was committed and the receipts that are still coming in. He hopes you're distracted by this. Oh, Tim Walz hopes that you'll forget. Tim Walz hopes that you won't remember that we're talking about close to $9 billion with a B in fraud. $9 billion. He hopes that. He's hoping. Let's remember something else, too. Let's remember that from that perspective of Tim Walz, let's remember that people have short memories. But we won't let him forget, will we? Absolutely not. We will not. We will not let them forget. So I want to play for you. This is what J.D. Vance announced today. The Trump administration, a new assistant attorney general position. This is cut number 4. Take a listen.
We're looking in with broad investigatory authority to a number of the instances of wrongdoing that we've seen in Minneapolis. But we also want to expand this. We know that the fraud isn't just happening in Minneapolis. It's also happening in states like Ohio. It's happening in states like California. And so what we're doing in order to help coordinate this remarkable interagency effort from the Trump administration, but also to make sure that we prosecute the bad guys and do it as swiftly and efficiently as possible, is we are creating a new assistant attorney general position who will have nationwide jurisdiction over the issue of fraud. Now, of course, that person's efforts will start and focus primarily in Minnesota, but it is going to be a nationwide effort because, unfortunately, the American people have been defrauded in a very nationwide way.
Good. Excellent. Expose it all. Bring it down. Burn down the house. That's what I say. That's what I'm saying. All right. That's what you got to do. You got to expose it all, every second of it. I just noticed they were talking about the food pyramid on the 5. You know, I have this thought about alcohol, too. And Gutfeld just made this point. And we were kind of joking around about this with Paula and Raquel. You got to go out there and meet people. Birth rates are low. And obviously, there's a great line from Seinfeld when they're like, Jerry Seinfeld says, well, how are these people getting together? Alcohol. It is a social lubricant. What the FDA did regarding alcohol, and this is an important point, and I saw this over at Reason.com today, Eric Beam writing this piece about this. They're not lecturing you. They're not lecturing you on what to do regarding alcohol. They're actually giving you some guidance, and they got it right. Instead of trying to tell people how much to drink, the new dietary guidelines take a better, more nuanced approach. Consume less alcohol for better health. Which I think makes sense. I think that just makes sense. You know, obviously, too much alcohol is bad. There are anti-alcohol advocates who are out there. And then you've got a lot of busybodies. They've been trying for a long time. They wanted the new dietary guidelines to come out and say the recommendation should be zero alcohol. That's what they wanted. They wanted. And then you have the alcohol industry, which was coming out there and saying, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't do that. And like everything else in life, everything becomes political. So there's a lot of money behind the alcohol industry, and sales in alcohol are down quite a bit over time. And a lot of people have replaced alcohol with THC, and they drink these THC drinks and everything like this. But the guidelines that they drew kind of like a truce. So this is what they said. Basically, it's Americans should consume less alcohol for better health. And there are some people who should not drink at all. Now, that's a change from the longstanding 2 drinks for men, 1 drink for women rule. So that would probably make the anti-booze crowd happy, as it acknowledges that even moderate drinkers could be healthier by cutting back. Okay? But they aren't actually even happy about it. The CEO of the U.S. Alcohol Policy Alliance calls this a big win for alcohol because the guidelines also did not point out that alcohol has a link to cancer. Everything has a link to cancer. Freaking broccoli has a link to cancer. I mean, everything has a link to cancer. If you've noticed, every product that is made nowadays has to have that stupid California prop whatever warning on it. You notice that? Everything you pick up says this causes cancer. Every freaking thing. Because they passed that Prop 67 or whatever the hell it was in California. I don't even know. So now everything that you buy has to tell you that it can cause cancer. It's like, yep, we got it. Yep, got it. Cancer. Understood. Yep, got it. The new alcohol recommendations reflect a basic reality about life that should be embedded in all federal dietary guidelines. Dr. Oz said, in the best case scenario, I don't think you should drink alcohol. Alcohol is a social lubricant that brings people together, he added, and there's probably nothing healthier than having a good time with friends in a safe way. I agree, as long as you're doing it in a safe way. I agree with that point. Now, I have found for myself personally that I know that I'm more sluggish in the morning if I drink the night before, even if I have even just one drink. I'm at that age now where it's like even one drink, I feel it. I know it disrupts my sleep, my REM sleep. I get that. That said, I make red wine. I love red wine. I enjoy drinking a glass of red wine, and I'm not going to apologize for that either. I had a a what do you call brain surgeons again, Matt? What do you call those guys? They're what's the word for it? Brain surgeons. A brain surgeon. What's the medical term for it?
I don't know. That sounds right to me.
No, it's a neuro not a neurologist, a like a neurosurgeon maybe. Is that what it is? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Neurosurgeon would work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon. Who told me, he said every man should drink a glass of red wine every day for their heart. That's what he told me. Guy had he had a big wine locker. That guy was loaded because he was a neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon.
Brain though.
What's that?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think neurosurgeon is limited to just the brain, though. I think it's like brain, spinal cord, nervous system.
Oh, no, he operated on my back. He was this is one of my surgeries before I was ever even in radio. Yeah. Yeah, this is the pre-radio era surgery. Well, that's not true. I was doing fill-in work back then. It was 2012. I was doing fill-in work, but I got into a car accident, and I had to get a disc. They had to replace a disc in my back and do a spine, like do a fusion of my L6, L5, whatever it was. So I had to do that whole thing, and I was in the hospital for like a few days, and I had to do all this PT. But I remember I still was on PHT. And I hobbled into the studio back then on a cane. So even then, as I was filling in, I was still, that was one of my first surgeries. Would not be the last, obviously. But that guy was the one who said drink a glass of wine every day. So did I ever tell you about Demon Dog? Demon Dog was another hospital stay that I don't know if I've ever shared all that. So, but I distinctly remember texting Ed Palladino, the program director at the time. And I was supposed to do a fill-in shift on a Saturday night, and I couldn't do it because I was in the hospital because I was tearing down these vines in my backyard like Tarzan, and they were poison ivy, they were poison oak, sumac, everything, and I was just tearing them down. Turns out I'm allergic. My face blew up. Oh yeah, Newman Price should make a thing about this. My face blew up. It was all big, and it was all from the poison ivy. I had such a bad allergic reaction to it, and that. And I went to the emergency room, and they, as soon as I walked in, they were like, "You go that way." And they had brought me back there, and then they had to pump me full of steroids and all kinds of things. That was, and my wife referred to me as Demon Dog. My eyes closed up. I couldn't see. And they did all these tests. And then the guy's like, "We can't figure out what's wrong with you." And I said, "I don't know. I was doing a little bit of landscaping." He's like, "Well, what were you doing?" I said, "I was tearing down vines." He goes, "Are you a landscaper?" And I said, "Oh, no, no." He goes, "Did you wear any protective garments?" I'm like, "No." "Gloves?" "Nope." "Eye goggles?" "Nope." He's like, "You didn't, nothing?" No, literally nothing. And then my wife said to me, she's like, "You're an idiot. You just go in the backyard. You just start tearing down these poison ivy vines. You don't even put on anything, gloves, nothing, and literally nothing." I did it on a whim. Like, I do everything. It was all impulsive. I just decided I would go out there one day and do it. I was in the hospital for like 5 days. This is the pre-full-time PhD surgeries and hospitalizations, mind you. So, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. Out of curiosity, could you actually swing from the vines like Tarzan, or is that hyperbole?
Well, that would have been a whole other hospital stay if I had tried that. Could you imagine? That would have been a whole other hospital stay. I would have got on that, then, you know, boom, right into a tree like that. So, just like that. So...
At my grandmother's house, there are a bunch of vines that are dangling from ancient trees, and they actually are sturdy enough to support my weight. I dangle from them occasionally just for fun, but now I feel like I'll just steer clear of them. I don't want a repeat of what happened to Zeoli.
I think it's probably a wise move. Yeah.
Didn't even consider that.
Yeah, but that did not contribute to my shoulder, which was a separate injury. That was from picking up Patrick when he was little and putting him in a backpack that went over my shoulders. That was the torn rotator cuff surgery. Then, of course, there was the knee incident. There was the diverticulitis surgery. We got to think about all these different surgeries and hospitalizations. And then, of course, the foot, the toe. There was the toe, which, of course, got septic. What else? What am I missing? I know I'm missing something. There were multiple stays for diverticulitis. Multiple stays.
Did you mention the thumb?
Oh, and I sliced my thumb in Utah?
No, when you busted your thumb on like a pool toy.
I see, some of them I don't even remember. There was the time I had to go to the ER in Utah when Claire's adoption, because I picked up a knife and I didn't realize that the knife was not a cover on the front of the knife. It was the knife. It was just blue. I thought it was one of those knife cover things. Sliced my thumb so deep I had to go to the emergency room in Utah and have a bunch of Mormon doctors stitch me up. Yeah, now, that... Yeah.
The one I was referring to, I think it was last summer. It was some sort of swimming incident. You mushed your thumb. You taped it yourself. It looked swollen to me, and you kept saying it would be fine because you taped it. And I thought that would probably make it worse.
Yeah, no, that was minor. But do you remember the time I broke my ribs on the pontoon boat?
Oh, maybe that. I'm confusing the two.
Yeah. That was the time that I saved everybody on my father-in-law's pontoon boat in Tupper Lake on summer vacation. And the boat was about to crash into the rocks, going, you know, one nautical knot per hour, probably even less than that. But I jumped out of the boat, heroically got it away from the rocks so it wouldn't ding against the rocks. And then trying to climb back on the boat, I smacked my ribs on the front of the pontoon boat and cracked them. Those were the cracked ribs incident too. Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah.
It really is amazing that I'm alive today. It really is amazing that I've managed to survive all these years. It's a remarkable feat, if you ask me. But then again, the day's not over yet. What's that?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 8 days into January. So far, 2026 has been okay.
This is why I can't do dry January, for that reason. You know what I mean? Definitely for that reason. So, okay. All right, let me do this. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there at Emmons. They are the best at what they do. And also to Dr. Mike Veneria. He called me today, Dr. Mike Veneria. He said, Rich, I'm very excited for your podcast launch on Monday. Just so you know, what I need you to do is to go to whatever podcast platform that you like and subscribe to the Rich Zeoli podcast. This is the Rich Zeoli show. Do that for me. Of course, the show will also air at 6 p.m. on Monday, so you can listen then as well. But please go ahead and do that. I would appreciate it very, very much. That would be great. But Dr. Mike called me to wish me well and tell me he's on board, so that's great. He's a great guy. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com. And tomorrow, Krista and Pete from Emmons are coming over because we are starting the bathroom renovation, the kids' bathroom renovation. I can't wait for this project. I really am. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for them to come in and just remodel the whole thing, bring it up to modern-day standards, and make it look beautiful. But, you know, in addition to doing kitchen and bathroom remodeling, which they've done for me, Emmons, over the years. This is roof season right now. And this is the time you got to make sure your roof is ready to withstand the winter. We're only in January. You know, we got 3 more months of this nonsense to go, and they're saying more snow's on the way and ice and everything else. You're going to get American-made roofing products, the best in the business, Owens Corning shingle, made in America with a lifetime warranty on the workmanship and the shingle. That's right. So please do that today by going to emmonsroofing.com. Plus, they have siding, CertainTeed siding made right outside of our area here in South Jersey and Philly. The doors and windows made by the Amish in Ohio. And the Anderson windows are made right in our area, too. Matt Kelly and his team are the best. They're great people, dedicated to your customer satisfaction, to make sure that you are happy every step of the way. That's what you get with Emmons Roofing and Siding. So I want you to see them today. I want you to visit them today. And I want you to let them come and give you a free estimate. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, okay? E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com. Tell them I sent you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.